Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's all sorts of coaching out there at the moment. There's business coaching, there's life coaching, there's performance coaching, and there's sports coaching, and there's wedding coaching. What? Wedding coaching. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. Sarah from bridalcoaching.ie. Filing or feeling? Help me here.
Filing.
Sarah Filing from bridalcoaching.ie. Wedding coaching is a new one on me, Sarah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. And it's gas because I've been doing it since 2017. But like, being honest, it took a while to kind of take off and people aren't sure what it is. So I set it up, as I said, in 2017 because I have a big interest in weddings. I love attending weddings. I love hearing all about them. When my friends were planning weddings, I'd always be, you know, loving the detail and everything. And I did my coaching diploma then in 2016. And in 2017, I realized I was like, geez, I could, you know, marry the two, basically, pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I did my coaching diploma and I did a wedding planning course then as well, you know, to really supplement the information, and I built up contacts and things in the industry. So what I do is I support people, that anybody, it's not just for brides, anybody who's planning a wedding or wants to support a bride or anything like that. And I support them in the sense of, it's mostly people that are planning their own wedding that I work with, but right, I can also support people through the stress management and emotional regulation side of it, because planning a wedding, anybody who has planned a wedding knows it's stressful. Like,
I was going to ask you the question, like, we've all know or heard of wedding coordinators, wedding planners who will go through everything, yeah, with you and do all the heavy lifting for you, make all the phone calls that you need to make and make sure everybody's, yeah, there when they're supposed to be there. That's the coordinator. Mm-hmm. What's the difference then, yeah, between that and a coach?
So I literally coach, I can coach you on any element of your wedding. So specifically, if someone was coming to me that has just got engaged, we'd start out by creating a vision for their wedding. So what have they always hoped for, dreamed for, and kind of getting down to the nitty gritty details, like, are they going to go church? Are they going to go, you know, hotel, civil ceremony, whatever the case may be. And we start from there. And I would be like, it's, I get a lot of people in that aren't getting a lot of interest from maybe the bridal party or aren't getting a lot of support. And it's all about, I coach them around being assertive as well and finding out what their needs are while, you know, during the wedding planning process. And like, there's a lot of kind of personal development around it as well. You wouldn't think it, but there is. So yeah, I'm just basically, you know, an added support, but with the bonus of being a wedding professional, you know, having that wedding planning knowledge. Mm-hmm. I suppose I could see people's blind spots as well. And I also help them with accountability and staying on track and motivated, you know, because there's so much to planning a wedding. There's so much responsibility and it can get very stressful. So it's that added support with the, you know, with the added bonus of someone who has contacts and has the know-how. And, you know, I'm a problem solver as well. Like, so yeah, it's fantastic service for people and people find it really, really good.
I'm going to mention two words here. And when I do, heads will nod at kitchen tables around Cork, I promise you. Family politics.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You only,
yeah,
discover the politics of the families at the time of a wedding. Weddings and funerals,
absolutely,
but the weddings are the first of it, right? So I'm sure that comes up.
It does. It comes up a lot. And again, that's where the assertiveness comes in, you know. I often have to remind people it's your wedding, not your mother-in-law's or not your mother's or, you know, whatever the case may be. But also I try to guide people in being very gentle and compassionate, you know, because it's not just an important day for the bride, but, you know, other people can get very, you know, strong feelings about it too. And like, you'd be amazed as well, there's a lot of people that come to me that nobody has any interest in what they're doing. They just land on for the day and have a great time, and they don't appreciate, a lot of people don't appreciate the work that goes into it. So I'm there then to be interested, ask them how they're getting on, what's next, you know, be that accountability, be that support. And it's just, it has such a profound effect on people when they're not getting the support from their own people, you know, to get it from me. It really helps. And it's like a lifeline at times for people, you know.
Assertiveness is a strange word. It conjures up all sorts of meanings for people. You know, you don't want to come across as, you know, a bit of a bridezilla or a groomzilla.
No.
But at the same time, you want to be able to say firmly and kindly, I'm sorry, Mrs. O'Sullivan, this is not what we want.
Yeah, this is it. And like, I mean, look, people get helped out by their family as well in terms of budget and all of that. And you kind of have to strike a balance then, of course. Mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, being diplomatic, knowing what you want, knowing what they want, and finding a compromise as much as possible. But then for people, you know, that are fully responsible for their budget and fully responsible for all the planning and everything, it's about really, you know, not self-sacrificing and making sure that, look, it's their wedding, it's their day, they're the people that are most important. And I think we saw that big time during COVID as well. Like, COVID really stripped back all the things that aren't important, and it has had a huge influence on wedding trends and everything, and will have for many years going forward. Like, you know, the big mass of weddings have kind of died down an awful lot. People have really kind of cut down their numbers. People see the value now of like, big trends at the moment are midweek weddings, and other trends are like back garden weddings and marquee weddings and things like that. So it's had a huge influence. You know,
weddings as well. We had at one point during the pandemic, you only had 6 at your wedding, and then 25.
Yeah.
Now, 6 was off the scale entirely, but let's look at 25. I mean, that you really have to pick who you value. Don't you?
You do. I had to do it myself. I literally had to plan 3 weddings myself.
3.
I was initially supposed to go to Tuscany initially, and that went by the wayside. That was supposed to be May 21, but we decided the year before that we did not think it was going to happen. So with that decision then, I said, you know, I could see the way the trends were going, and I said, we need to cut our numbers to nothing. Well, to 20 basically was what we cut our numbers to. And we stuck with that all along, and it was rising and falling and going back and forth, but we stuck with it because the hardest part of that is, you know, we'll say if you rise again, who do you cut out if you decide to have 50? Yep. So we really had to cut it to the bone. There was people that we really wanted to have there, but we couldn't. We literally couldn't. And in the end, I think we had 21 on the day, and everybody has come back to us since and said, like, we had music all right during the day, but everybody has said, like, we didn't have any band that night, and we all talked and mixed, and people had a fabulous day. It was absolutely fabulous.
You love bands, so that must have been tough for you.
Yeah. This is it, yeah. So it was, yeah, but we had a first dance and things with the music during the day. So we made up for it in different ways. And basically what I did was I had to cut everything down to what was the most important elements to myself and my husband. And that's what I help people do as well, you know, to really find out what's important to them, to kind of, you know, especially to kind of match people with their budget as well, match the vision with the budget. And I've lots of kind of tips and tricks around that too. You know, there's ways and means of doing things very easily.
You don't want to be having a Kardashian wedding on a Coronation Street budget,
sure, who are you doing it for in the end anyway? I mean, really, like, it's such a busy day for a bride and groom as well. Like, you've everything, you've the photos, you've the reception, you know, you've all of that. Like, and I mean, really, I've spoken to so many people after their wedding, and like, the day just flies, and like, you're really a lot of things that are put on is mostly for the guests, but like, do they really appreciate it after? I would know, but not everybody does. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, it's funny. It's a while now since I got married, a considerable while, but I still remember it was a Saturday in June and things were settling. The band were done.
Yeah.
Everything was happy. And I sat down, my missus sat down at the table with me, and we sat down with a couple of our very closest friends, the most important people in our world, and a pint was put in front of me. And to that, from that day to this, that was the sweetest pint I've ever drank in my life. And that relaxed, lovely moment with the party going on around us, but just with our dearest friends, that was a moment.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I'll never forget that. Never forget it. If anyone wants to contact you, it's bridalcoaching.ie.
That's right.
All right. Sarah Phelan. Listen, thanks very much for being with me. I still remember that to this day. And then, no, I won't. She'd kill me if I tell you what happened then. 081, and she would.